Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Out of all of that, I still gotta cry out to him and say, Lord, deliver me.
Oh,
at your neighbor and say, I'm coming out. No, I want you to scream at him like you really know you're coming out. I'm gonna praise him for the good and the bad, because I know, let me tell y'all something, if he did it for me, I know he'll do the same for you. So this time I want you to grab your neighbor by the hand and lift it up real high and say, we're coming out of this. We're coming out of this. I'm coming.
I'm Fred Bell with the Encouragement for Your Soul. You're listening to the E-Man After Show here on We Talk Radio Network.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is. It is. It's WeTalkRadio.com. Yes, we're coming out of this. No matter what you're dealing with on tonight, today, this evening, you're coming out. Well, we're back. We're back. We're back for another Sunday night for the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action.
Yes.
Well, we're so excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on the network. The phone lines are lighting up. The network, the time ticker is going off. Man, it's Sunday night. Hope you have had a blessed day. I'm E-Man. That's Mandy over there.
Hello. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Yes. Happy Sunday afternoon, wherever you are chiming right. In at, because, you know, we're all around the globe.
We are all around the globe.
We're heard all around the globe. This network is heard all around the globe. This show has been, is live right now. Those of you that, man, I've seen the stats. Listen, oh, those of you over in the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada,
uh-huh.
South Korea, South Africa, uh-huh. United States, even France. Welcome to the E-Man After Show.
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, it's daytime somewhere, it's evening time somewhere, it's nighttime somewhere. But we are so peacock proud and hyena happy to have you to listen to us on tonight. Why? Because we're on all social media.
Yes.
You can follow us every Sunday night over here at www.wetalkradio.com. Man, we're on so many different other platforms. You listen, you can listen to this show live right now. Help me out, Amanda, with some of them platforms over there.
All right. Just to list a few, we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict,
and
Deezer.
Yes, and so ladies and gentlemen, you can download all any one of those apps and listen to the We Talk Radio Network. You can listen to the E-Man After Show live right now.
Uh-huh.
You can hear us live. I like listening on Spotify. And so you guys, we want to appreciate each and every one of you that go back and listen to these shows or listening live. Man, the time ticker is going off. The phone lines are lighting up.
Uh-huh.
We want to appreciate. Hello, we're broadcasting down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Hello, Dallas-Fort Worth. Happy holiday season to you.
Yes.
We are into the holiday season, man, and we are just blessed We're blessed on today. It's been a beautiful day.
It has
Hopefully
been.
You guys out there have had a beautiful day on today.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you can follow us on our YouTube channel just as well. Man, you can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they want to subscribe, how do they do that?
So, guys, in order to subscribe, you will just press that subscribe button. Also, do not forget to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when We Talk Radio Network family upload new content. I don't know what's going on this evening. Like, I am getting tongue-tied, okay?
Yes. Well, yeah, you guys can do that. We would appreciate that. Shout out to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network.
Right. Shout out to you guys over there on Southern Soul.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, you can go to www.southernsoulartistsaroundtheglobe.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's another network you can click on right now to email after show. You can hear us live.
Right.
We have added another 160 countries, including France.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are heard all around the globe tonight. We want to appreciate the time ticker that's going on. We can see you guys chiming in. We can see you guys on the phone line.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we have a great episode, a great show for you tonight.
Right.
Why? Because it's Bible study night.
It is Bible study night.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is your first time calling in or your first time listening around the globe. Every first Sunday night of the month, we do what we call Bible study.
Yes.
We call it Back to the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Yes, why? Because this is a men's show, and this men's show, we kind of formed it sitting around the domino table, and we began to talk about the Bible one night and kind of discover a lot of people need to get back in their words.
Right.
So much has been going on with COVID-19, and just a lot of people just going through a lot. And, man, I tell you, it's like, listen, the only way you're going to get through is that word.
That's right.
And so we created a segment over here, and we call it a Bible study on the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Bible, where we just come on and really, we, ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, around the network, we just decided to give you something to uplift you because, you know, this is a late show. We're broadcasting down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and it's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Here's 9:10.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a late show, but we found out a lot of people when we were going through COVID and people going through the stresses and strains of life,
uh-huh.
They was talking about on a lot of different podcasts and on a lot of different shows, people was having a hard time sleeping at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought we created a segment over here called Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell.
Mm-hmm.
We would give you that segment, but then we thought we would give you a little word of God.
Right.
And so our pastor challenged us at the end of New Year's last year, what are you going to do with this year that God afforded you to have? And so 2023, me and Dr. Amanda, we came up with, man, we just going to do some Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
And so all year long, man, can you believe we're at the end of the year almost?
Right. We are.
Oh,
we have been through so many different Bible studies, and they have been great.
Yeah.
But we are at the end of the year almost. And we have we have Bible study tonight.
Yeah.
Then we have two more Bible studies after this.
I might have to extend it to, because, you know, we started it in February.
Uh-huh.
We might have to extend it on out to January. Why? Because what? I got six more pastors that got to be scheduled up in here.
Okay.
And so we might have to take it to January and just kind of like start back over in February. That's what we're going to do. But we want to thank all the pastors there. A lot of them are joining the line tonight. A lot of them are on the network
mm-hmm.
on tonight. We want to thank all you pastors that stopped by the E-Man After Show and have taught us the Word of God this year.
Yes.
It has just been so fulfilling and so rewarding to have the different men and women of God to come on and just break the bread of life.
Really, right.
It's been beautiful. Well, we got a woman of God tonight, Mandy. We got an awesome woman of God by way of Jacksonville, Florida. We got a prophetess, Dr. Boyd, with us on tonight.
We do.
Yes, she's going to be joining us on tonight. She's going to be teaching us the Word of God on tonight.
Yes, we're excited.
Man, we're so excited and delighted. Man,
mm-hmm.
I'm peacock proud, hyena happy, and elephant lady.
Yes, we yes.
Yes, to have the prophetess with us on tonight.
Yes.
I mean, I know it's late over there in Florida. It's about, 10 o'clock? It's about 10:15 over there in Florida, because it's 9:15 here. They 1 hour ahead of us over there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're so honored to be able to have her to stay up late, because I know she has a busy schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to teach us the Word of God on last night. Shout out to Friend Sean Scape. She taught us last Sunday
she
night.
She did.
Last
Shout month. Out to Friend Sean.
Yes. Just did an awesome job.
She did.
Yes. And so we got Dr. Boyd tonight. Man, I met her about a year ago when she was in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex over at the annual conference. It's not over annual conference. I believe Bishop Thomas and
Fred and Tamara Thomas.
Mm-hmm. They did that conference. It was back in July Had opportunity to hear Prophetess Boyd speak.
Yes.
Just broke the word of God, and so we just thought it'd be fitting to have her tonight.
Ooh, yeah, very fitting, yes.
Yes, to bless our hearts. We was able to see her ordained last year, and so we got her on tonight, and man, I'm just so excited to turn her loose. Listen to all of you that's on the network. Pull up to the radio. Pull that seat up. Get your Bible. Get you something to drink. Get you some hot tea. Whatever you're drinking tonight, because we see the time ticket is going on. Hello, Southern Soul. Hello, We Talk Radio Network. The phone lines are late enough. Pull up against the radio. We got some word for you tonight.
Right.
If you didn't stream your church service today, if you didn't make it into the house of the Lord today, you know, some people had to work today. Some people stream. But if you went into the house of the Lord today, you're just going to get a double dose tonight. You're just going to get some, you're going to get some uplifting. You're going to get some encouragement. You're just going to get the word, man.
That's right.
And so we are glad to have Prophetess Boyd with us on tonight. But man, for our listeners, why don't you just tell us just a little bit about Prophetess Boyd?
Yeah, so Prophetess Doppler Sadari Boyd, she is the founder of SL Boyd Ministries with 31 Rubies, Virtuous Women's Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, she conducts Friday night Bible studies,
okay.
Women's fellowship meetings, healing services, deliverances,
mm-hmm.
also discipleship training.
Okay.
And she's a dynamic speaker, though. She's a prophetess,
mm-hmm.
but she is a Bible trainer, right? She
okay.
trains in the Word of God, but that's her second nature,
okay.
right? And she's a teacher, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She trains in the Word. She operates in deliverance ministry as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
She is a intercessor, and let me say this: she is a dynamic teacher when it comes to intercessory.
Mm-hmm.
She just finished teaching the prayer watches, right? And
okay.
there's different prayer watches, and a lot of times people are. They're instructed to attend a prayer watch by the Holy Spirit. So she kind of breaks that down, right?
Okay.
Brings a lot of practicality and spiritual insight to it.
Mm-hmm.
So she just wrapped up a class this past Friday, and
mm-hmm.
people were truly blessed. I honestly believe that a lot of people were elevated in the spirit due to the knowledge that was received. She's a laborer. You know,
mm-hmm.
she lays and she labors before the Lord. And one of the things I do know about Dr. Prophet Boyd
mm-hmm.
is that when people call on her and when there is a need,
yes.
she's like a midwife. She comes and she makes herself available.
Okay. Well, we're excited to have her on tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, she has a lot going on. And of course, I mean, with all of that she got going on, one of her hobbies is reading and running.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And trust me, that's that endurance. You got to have that stamina, that endurance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she liked to run, and I believe if she can run 26 miles a day, she can run 26 miles in the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
And so we're just excited to have her on tonight. The phone lines are lighting up. I'm trying to stroll down. The phone lines are lighting up. The network, the time we're giving you guys time to come on in.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in. Come on in. They're coming in. It's Sunday night Bible study over here on the E-Man After Show. I got my little chocolate chip. Man is in the building.
Hey.
We appreciate that, each and every one of you that's chiming in all around the globe, all around the network. But man, are you ready to bring the prophetess in?
I am ready.
We're ready to bring her in. We see you guys. Listen, guys, if you have any questions tonight, those of you on the phone line, listen, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. If you just want to call in and listen live, we know you're clicking the link out there. You can go on both networks. But if you want to call in and if you want to encourage Prophetess Boyd, Dr. Boyd tonight, if you just want to have any questions, you can call us up. And at the end of the teaching, you know, you can hit option one. We'll bring you in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Bible study tonight.
It is Bible study.
Yeah, we see you guys. We're giving you time. But, man, the phone lines are lighting up. The time ticker is going off. We are heard somewhere everywhere tonight.
We are
all around the globe. We want to appreciate you. It's daytime somewhere. It's evening time somewhere. It's nighttime somewhere. But, guys, let's see if we can get the prophetess in on tonight. Let's see if we can get the woman of God in. Last four numbers. I believe this is her number. Last four numbers, 2075. Dr. Boyd, how are you? Okay. I think that was her. She'll call back. I believe that was her. We was trying to bring her in. We'll give her a few minutes to call back in. I think that was her number. We want to appreciate each and every one of you that's standing by on the phone lines on tonight. Man, this Bible study over here on the E-Man After
yes,
Show.
It is.
We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight. Listen, y'all come up to the radio. Those of you, no matter what you're dealing with on tonight, God got a word for you.
Yes, he does.
You know what I'm saying? And so around here, this is the where we men come around the domino table and we women come around the domino
mm-hmm.
table. But we want you to sit back. We want you to relax. You know, it's just like you're reading your Bible at night.
That's right.
On a Sunday, like you're studying. That's all this is. It just has to be going around the world. We don't want to make everybody nervous, but it just has to be going all the way around the world. So let's see if we got the prophetess back. I believe this is her number. I'm strolling down her number. Prophetess, where is this you? 22075?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, glad to have you tonight. Welcome to the E-Man After Show.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hello, E-Man and Mandy.
Hello, Dr. Bowie. Hello. We are excited to have you tonight.
Yes, we are.
Hey. Amen.
Yes, we're glad to have you. You're calling in by you're over there in Jacksonville, Florida on tonight. I know it's a little bit late over there, Doctor.
Prophetess. Yes,
sir. Yeah, well
yes, sir. It's okay.
Glad to have you tonight. I hope you took your good old nap. Because this is a late show and we know it's late, but we appreciate you. Why? Because it's, you know, somebody tonight all around the globe has chimed in to listen to the word of God on tonight. And I tell you, we have had a blessed day on today. You have had a blessed day on today, Dr. Prophetess Boy?
Yes, sir, I did. I'm so glad y'all did as well.
Yes, yes,
we
man.
We did.
Yeah, had a blessed day on today, but we're excited to have you on tonight. As I share with you, we've been doing this at the first of the year, and just have been a great segment over here. And so I'm just honored to be able to have you, as I was sharing with the listeners. I met you a year ago, and you taught at a conference, and blessed our hearts. And I just thought it'd be fulfilling for you to come and just share with us what the Lord is sharing on your heart on tonight.
Amen, amen. Thank you again so much. Again, it's such a privilege and honor. And even just to hear how those have went before me just plowed the way. So I was able to listen to a couple of them, and I've been blessed as well. So thank
yes,
you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Well, this is a time where we're going to get ready to turn you loose. Now, you know, this show is till 11 o'clock, which will be 12 o'clock your time. Don't know if you're going to teach that long, but you're welcome to it. But we're going to turn you loose. And kind of the way we do this, Prophet, is, you know, if anybody have any questions or anything, they normally at the end of your teaching, they may come in, but a lot of times they just sit here and listen on the phone lines, on the network. And if they don't have anything to say, me and Dr. Amanda just kind of sum it up with you, then we'll allow you to do some shout outs to those that you may have listening. And we'll go from there. Hello, Florida. Shout out to Florida up there.
Yeah.
Well, woman of God, prophetess, Dr. Boyd, we're excited. So
we are excited.
Mandy, if you don't have nothing else, me and Mandy going to be back in the cut. We here.
We'll
be listening. We'll chime in every now and then and say amen. But we finna get some word just this way also. You go on your own way and let the Lord use you, and then we'll come back after you finish teaching, ma'am.
Okay. Amen.
But it's all yours.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And for those that will be listening later on, okay, amen. I bless the Lord for this opportunity. Again, I count it a privilege and honor unto him. I thank you, Abba Father. Again, greetings to E-Man and the After Show listeners. Greetings to you, my sister Mandy. May God continue to have his face shine upon both of you. And whatever your hands be found doing, be a stream of blessings. What an honor and privilege this is to be teaching Bible study on this, on your platform, on this platform that Jehovah has entrusted you all with. And to the founder and producer, with a big smile, as I've often heard you and Dr. Amanda say, a black woman, Miss Kiva, is it Kiva Davis? I hope
yeah,
I
Kia
said
D.
that right.
Miss Kia Davis.
Yes, I was like, wow, black woman in a black network. Amen. And so also, We Talk listeners and supporters, God bless each and every one of you. Let us go into a word of prayer.
Oh, yes.
Lord God, great and mighty are the works of your hands. You, Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth. We bless your name. What a privilege to speak and teach your children on this evening, this night. Lord, let this Bible teaching tonight bring us closer to you. Let your people be exhorted, edified, and comforted. Great understanding, a fresh revelation through this Bible study and teaching. Holy Spirit, I decrease. Holy Spirit, you increase. Yeah. Holy Spirit, use me for your glory. Have your way on this airway, phones, line, devices, whatever, however everyone is being connected and that is tuned in tonight. And for in Jesus' wonderful name that we pray. And Lord, we're asking that your word will go forth and let it accomplish what it is, what you want it to do, and not allow it to return void. Abba, Father, I pray that you will be pleased in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Tis the season.
Oh, yeah.
Tis the season, for Jesus is the reason. I would like to say this season will have many of us driving out our gas, going from store to store, trying to get those not on sale items. And I said that because if you listen to last week's Amen After Show, here is my gas tip. Fill up now. Last week, we all should be doing better. Be better, doing better, and not having our cars rolling on fumes. You hear me?
Amen.
Nor should we have a stick figure holding back that gas gauge until we make it to the next gas station. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. So another tis the season. Either some will start this month. Before the new year, but traditionally many will start around January the 3rd or the second week after the new year. And even though some will say, I don't do New Year's resolutions, or some may say, I have stopped doing them. However, 65% of the body of Christ have a New Year's resolution, and it is called, and I'm going to do a drum roll, the Daniel Fast, 21 days of fast based off of Daniel chapter 10, verse 2 and 3. My topic is how to properly complete a 21-day fast and prayer using Daniel's style of eating and method of Daniel chapter 10, verse 2 and 3. And as it reads, Daniel 10 and 2, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 full weeks were fulfilled. I want you to stick a pin in that chapter and those verses. I remember when I came from the Baptist tradition to the Pentecostal holiness and let me all of that, right? And I have to say this, I had never fasted a day in my life. And I remember the pastor then made an announcement and said, we are going on a corporate fast. My Scooby-Doo face came on and my sound went, what? And so I was like, what? As the pastor started to explain in details of the fast, all I heard was my stomach starting to reject the instructions. Or so after that, my head, or either way it go, it could have been vice versa. I'm not for sure. But either way, I struggled with all of that. But then you know what? I got through it. But it taught me a lot. And one was my flesh was so alive when I did my first fast. Then after that, some months, the pastor had called another fast. I still struggled, but I got through it. Then the pastor started talking about a Daniel fast, and he presented it, and then he was like, 21 days of fasting. And I was like, Lord God Almighty, how long? But it was presented in this way. You can have food on this fast. but the food was limited. So when I was like, limited, y'all, I'm a Generation X. We just did what we were told to do from the silent generations and the baby boomers. So I did just that, 21 days of eating what Daniel said, no pleasant bread, neither came flesh. As well, I had stopped drinking by the time I was a member of the Pentecostal Holiness Church in Virginia. And when I talk about drinking, I know I'm talking about the fermented type. Amen. But no pleasant bread, no beef, no pork, no meat. And I was like, oh, Lord, help, 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 help. But back then, the internet was not as it is today. So finding dishes as we came to know, learn, and understand the vegan, the vegetarian culture was very hard. I used to say for myself, a black girl coming from Oklahoma City, shout out to anyone listening from the great red dirt state, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, where the waving wheat can sure smell sweet, where the winds come right behind the rain. Oklahoma, amen. So I just had to say that because I'm an Oklahoma girl. And y'all, my Aunt LaDonna was and still is a bad mama jamma in the kitchen. She would cook duck egg, cornbread, cabbage, pork, okra, and some sweet potatoes. And let me be serious. Amen. Let me get back to that. Listen, but not having pleasant food will have one hangry, a mix between hungry and angry at the same time, just hangry. By the end of day four, I was hangry. And some of you that has ever done a 21-day Daniel fast know what I am talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Some of y'all probably was hangry when you went to that grocery store and got the majority of them green vegetables, vegetables, and no meat. Ooh! Now, other not only hangry pains, but caffeine headaches. Trust, understand it all, right?
Yeah.
Now, thereafter, it was announced that Daniel Fast will be starting in the month of such and such. And I, along with you, just took a deep breath and just obeyed. If there are any millennials listening, yep, we just did it without questioning. We bless the Lord for you millennials because why? You ask the questions, right, of help. And so it is us generational Xers to not give you a warmed over book report. It pushes us, it pushes us and for us to give you, as Apostle Paul has said, a more excellent way. So I did the Daniel fast each time the way I was taught. For years, looking back over each one of those 21-day Daniel fast, I pray God gave me an A for effort. Let me give another nugget. Each fast we do, that is God approved, getting an award. You don't fast for an award. You just fast out of obedience. But in your obedience, God will let you know if the sacrifice was accepted. So, some Bible examples. Old Testament 1 is Ezra chapter 8. Ezra chapter 8, starting at verse 21. Then I proclaim a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. Verse 22. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all of them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. And in verse 23, for we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. The purpose of this fast, God helps in involving solving a problem and protecting us from their enemies and our enemies if we do this type of fast. How to know God was pleased with their fast? Well, here it is in Ezra 8:31. Then he Then we departed from the river Ahava on the 12th day of this month. We go into Jerusalem, go into Jerusalem, and the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and of such as lay in wait by the way. There's another one, a dry fast, nothing for a full 72 hours, no food, no water, nothing was consumed in the mouth. Esther 4 and 16. The reward per se, the weapon that was formed did not prosper, and the Jewish people were saved. Now here's some examples out of the New Testament fasting. And it was Jesus when he did his 40-day water only, Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, too. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. In verse 2, let us know that Jesus had water, and someone who's ever done a 40-day fast will tell you water will hold you for only a few hours, maybe the first 3 days, right? But then after that, the body will begin to say, where's the beef? And then the last example for our fasting for this one is Mark 9:29. And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. This type of fasting is to preach deliverance to the captives, Luke 4 and 18, and see them being made free. And that comes out of John 8, 33 and 36. So when you and I fast, we also have to pick a purpose. We need to know a purpose and why we are fasting. And I want to share something that my bishop, Dr. Thomas, had spoken about just a few minutes earlier. She spoke and said that when you fast, make sure that the purpose of the fast is for spiritual growth. And when you look at the Bible, for an example, all of the fasting has to do with spiritual growth and not materialistic things. Dr. Thomas also said that if your heart and purpose is right, God would reward you not just for spiritual things or like that, but he could bless you in other ways. But let's make sure that your main focus and purpose be spiritual when we go starting our fast. Amen. So oftentimes when you fast, how long? These are some other questions besides your purpose. No, how often will you fast? How long will you fast? How many days will you abstain from satisfying your palate? And you have to have a Bible verse or a few to help you get through your fast. And so wait before because the answer may tarry, as we will see later on in Daniel 10, wait for it. Earlier I said when I look back over it, all over it again, and now coming to a more excellent way and understanding. This is why I say I pray that God will allow me to have an A for effort for doing the 21-day Daniel fast the way that I was taught. It was around 2003 that I came to fully understand what fasting truly was. But before I did that, let me give you a definition of what a fast or fasting actually is. Fasting is the abstaining from food or drink or both for health, religious or ethical purposes. It may be complete or partial, length or of short duration, or intermittent. Fasting means not eating for a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. Fasting comes from fast, which in turn was an old English root fasten or drink, especially as a religious duty. Fasting is done by Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, and Jews, among other groups. When I was strong in the culture of physical fitness, I used to be a personal trainer and a group fitness instructor as well. So not only was my hobby running, I also taught it as well. But one of the things that I had incorporated in it was intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting was, and it still is a big thing now. And we learned how God let us know that he was accepted of our fast. We also need to know the results of our fast. But how does the Bible define fasting? I just gave you some the natural way, of the world way, but here is the biblical way. It's tavah, and that means that's Aramaic. That is a root word corresponding to hunger or twisting. And when you think of twisting, you got to think of your stomach twisting. It'll have those hunger pains will have you bowed over, right?
Aramaic is
the language. Amen. Aramaic is the language spoken mostly while we're talking here. Jesus spoke Aramaic when he was walking the dusty roads of Jerusalem. And fasting, again, will twist your stomach, and I mean it will twist it, especially if you're starting new to it. Another Bible definition of fasting without having eaten, a fasting caused by want or poverty, a want, a purpose of why. And then poverty means famine in the land, no food being grown from crops. And we can see this in Genesis 41. Genesis 41:30 says, "And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land." Then in Genesis 41:54, "And the 7 years of the dearth began to come, and according as Joseph has said, and the dearth was all in the land, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread." So there was famine in one place, but in another place there was not. So another Bible definition of fasting: for private reasons or public, done as the body of Christ in a local church. Fasting or fast is abstaining from food. So fasting, as the Bible defined it as well, is a voluntary or religious exercise. And then now in the Bible, in the Mosaic law, the one time that they had did it was during the Great Day of Atonement, and it was on the 10th. It was on the 10th month of Tishri, which is between September and October. And so then they would do this. In other words, during Moses' day, the children of Israel had to fast at least once a year. Now, I want to share something about this. Hamas attacked Israel on the 50th anniversary of the October 1973 war. That was during Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a holy day. Yom Kippur is when the atonement takes place each year. Yom Kippur is when the children of Israel fast. So as we have just heard, some truly understood what fasting is. That is simply not eating. Now, in the world in which we live in today, someone is and will ask, what about drinking a smoothie? Smoothie is liquid food. That's what a smoothie really is. It's just liquid food, right? So we have learned that during our fasting hours, now I have to say this, that if you begin to do a fasting during your hours, a smoothie is not allowed. Okay.
Okay.
Now I have to share, right? So now I have to share, what a fasting is again. Okay. The Bible and the world agree that fasting is abstaining from eating food. Can I share what a fasting is not? Fasting is not abstaining from social media, screen time. Fasting is not giving up video games for a few days. Fasting is not giving up driving for a few days. Fasting is not giving up television for a few days. Fasting is not giving up watching movies for a few days. Fasting is not bathing for a few days. Listen, Linda, listen. And even Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, it's starting at verse 17, "But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face." And in verse 18, "That thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So please, for those in your home and the outside, for us Westerners, cultures born, listen, bathing, wash your face, it is absolutely okay, and to brush mm-hmm. your teeth on your day
yes.
of fasting.
Yeah, yeah.
It is necessary. These yeah. things, now the things that I just mentioned, they will help us during our fast to be consecrated. Okay? Now, in the Bible, the word consecration means the separation of one from things that are unclean, especially anything that would contaminate one's relationship with a perfect God. Fasting is making our temple sensitive to a holy God. Cutting off social media, television, watching movies while we abstain from food, which is the correct definition of fasting, they will help. So now to Daniel. Daniel was a praying man. Daniel did fast, just not in chapter 10. Okay? My topic again is how to properly complete a 21-day fast and pray using Daniel's style of eating and method of praying. The truth, remember when I told you earlier how I did a 21-day Daniel fast with food, eating breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks as I call myself on a fast. And with the internet, I see so many doing the same thing, saying we are on a fast, yet we are eating. I have to say, oxymoron, right? In 2021 through 2001, through 2003, I went to a vocational school and completed two trades, which was back office medical assistance and the other was phlebotomy. After I graduated, I tried medical assistance, but I so enjoyed phlebotomy work more. So I got a job in a laboratory and I became a full-time phlebotomist. It was then the light bulb came on for me about fasting. When the doctor ordered fasting labs, that's just what the doctor meant. I made the mistake. Listen, one time I drew a few specimen tubes on a person that needed to be fasting. I was fresh out of school. Although I had done intern, I had someone over me making sure all things were done correctly. They checked it once. They checked it twice. They even checked it three times. So now I'm working. This was during my intern, but now that I'm working. So after I sent the patient home, the doctor called the laboratory and said, was my patient fasting? And I was like, he said he was. The doctor said, my patient's blood work results levels are off, and I'm going to send them back in and make sure that they are fasting. Mm. Ask them, when was the last time that they ate something? Did they put mm-hmm. a mint in their mouth? The doctor gave a list of things to ask, and if the patient said they had it, or didn't stop eating, or the recommendation time, guess what? I could not draw their blood.
Mm.
Mind you, I'm still doing the 21-day Daniel fast the way that I was taught with food. And on my job as a phlebotomist, I had the perfect speech after that redraw. I would ask, are you fasting? When was your last time you ate something? Then I would say, had you had any candy, coffee, gum, juice, or mint? And sometimes I would say, have you had any candy, coffee, gum, juice, water, or mint? I saw fasting labs on the order from the doctor. You heard my rap, right? Then I would draw on them. And although mm-hmm. it was sometime later, I realized in Daniel chapter 10 was not a fast. Daniel ate. The food was not pleasant, but mm-hmm. he ate. Daniel chapter 10, verse 2. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. Verse number 3, I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint my 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. In the Bible, the word fast appear 85 times. And it is not mentioned in the book of Daniel.
Hmm.
The word fast, ED, fasted, appear 15 times in the Bible, and it is not mentioned in the book of Daniel. Fasting appear in the Bible 17 times. in the Bible. And guess what? The word fasting, I-N-G, actually appears in the book of Daniel. But it appears in Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6, starting at verse 18. Daniel 6 and 18. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. And then Daniel chapter 9, verse 3. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Let us look at Daniel chapter 9, verse 1. Daniel 9 and 1. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, Daniel fasted under the kingship of Darius, okay? Daniel served under four kings. First one was the Babylonian king, was Nebuchadnezzar, from 597 to about 562, and that's BCE. Then under Belshazzar, King Nebuchadnezzar's son, he was the one that saw the hand write on the wall. Daniel read the writing and interpreted, and we can find this in chapter 5 of Daniel. Daniel chapter 5, verse 25, and it says, and this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. And then verse 26, this is the interpretation of the thing, meaning God had numbered thy kingdom and finished it. 27, Tekel, thou art weighed in the balance and art found wanting. And then 28, Pharisin, thy kingdom is divided and given the Medes and the Pharisins. Y'all got to go back and read all of this. When the king saw the hand come forth and the Bible says, Daniel 5 and 6, and the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that his joints of his loins were loosed. His joints of his loins was loose. Listen, this means that the joints in the Bible means that his hips became loose. Loose in this verse means that his hips opened up. They unraveled. Then this thing got me right here, and his knees smote once against another. Y'all, the king's knees started knocking together. Can you imagine? Remember the scarecrow and the wiz trying to ease on down that road? That's just what the king was, right? So then Daniel said again in verse 25, this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. Daniel chapter 9, here it is, King Darius, the Mede conquering Babylon. King Darius was the king of Persia from 522, 486. This is BCE. Daniel served Darius with distinctions unto his death, and then served Cyrus. Chapter 10 of Daniel, King Cyrus, who was actually king of Persia from about 560 to about 530 BCE. In the book of Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, this time was roughly around 605 B.C. and B.C.E. This is before Christ, before the Common Era. Remember, Daniel served four kings. Daniel lived in exile for 70 years. Now, Daniel chapter 10 in verse 1. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. Verse 2, in those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither flesh came nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now, let me clear up something. The wine in the Bible is not like the wine today. When Daniel went into exile in 605,
amen.
I had to clear that part up.
Right.
Now, when Daniel went into exile in 605 BC, he was about 15 years old. Y'all, Daniel is now 57 years old. In chapter 10, okay? Give him much slack for now drinking the king's wine, okay? Again, it's not the same as today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also want to say that King Cyrus is Daniel's fourth king, okay, in chapter 10. Daniel started working in the government ever since he was a teenager. Daniel been a governmental worker for now 42 years. Daniel died working the government at the age of around 84. Shout out to any and to all of the government workers that is listening right now. Not sure of how long you have served or worked in the government, or you might be still in the, you still might be a government worker now. And so now you might be reflecting on that. And, you know, and I have to ask this question, to all of the governmental workers, how many presidents had you worked for? Okay, now Daniel had served for over almost 65 years in the government, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, amen. So you might know somebody that's a governmental worker. You might be married to someone. And so, again, if you do, just ask them, how many presidents have you worked for since you've been in work for the government? Okay, so now let me get back to Daniel, fasting and Daniel and all of the kings that he sat up under, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, let me tell you, now that was alone, just like, whoa, Nelly. Daniel is 57 years, right? Daniel is 57 years old now. Being in exile, he drinking wine, not again, not the fermented type that will get you intoxicated, blowing a 0.08 or a 0.010 on the breathalyzer. Okay, Daniel done moved away from post eating in chapter 1 and now eating meat. And I would like to say that he started eating, you know, he did not eat unclean meat, okay, of like the mention in Deuteronomy chapter 14. And, you know, an unclean meat like camel, rabbit, raccoon, frog, catfish, and for those that may be listening in and live in Florida, no alligator was allowed to eat. And if they and if they was a person that cooked a bear, I gotta share this. I am sure 1,000% that bear is unclean, right? My daughter the other day has showed me a TikTok video of a man holding up two legs. And I was like, what is this? And she's just like, look at it. And I was like, what is these legs? You know, I was like, and I had to look real close. And I said, these legs still got fur on them. And I was like, what is this? And I'm like, is them his paws? And so then she pushed the video. And it when I listened to it, I really did gag. I'm going to be honest. They were grilling bear legs. Ring, hello. Hey, we about
right?
to barbecue over here. For real? Yeah,
yeah.
You invited. Bitch. What do you need me to bring? Oh, nothing. We got everything. Just come on over and grab your plate.
Yeah.
Wait, what y'all queuing over there? Oh, listen, we got a couple of bear legs on the grill. No, I'm full for the rest of my life. I am full, right?
Yeah,
right.
You don't have to ever invite me no more.
<That's>
And again, I heard it, here it is again, last week again on the E-Man After Show. The places you should not take your girl for a first date, okay? Don't take her to no place where they grilling bear legs. Okay?
Right, right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen, for sure.
So now, go ahead.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen on the network, you're listening to a prophetess, Dr. Boy. She's out of over by way of Jacksonville, Florida on tonight. We see you guys coming in on the phone line. She is teaching us the word of God. We want to thank you for joining us on tonight. You can go ahead, prophetess.
Okay, and so by year of 536 B.C., before Christ, or B.C.E., before the Common Era, Daniel chapter 10, verse 2, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. Number 3, I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Daniel is under a new king from chapter 9. And perhaps Daniel, after getting this vision in chapter 10 and what took place in chapter 9 under King Darius, Daniel is like, look, let me not eat any pleasant bread. This is where I started to ponder and wonder, how did we get eating on a fast make sense to us? Being a military family, one place that we have lived was in Tennessee. We lived in Millington, Tennessee. And the church that we had attended after, and then one of the things that we would do is after service is we would gather and we would go and eat. And I just remember this one particular time we had went out, we was eating, we was fellowshipping, and a comment was made. And this is what the comment was. Y'all family like to eat that rabbit food. I was like, excuse me? Every time we gather to eat, y'all family like to eat that rabbit food. That's like fasting, right? And I was like, no. Ding, ding, ding. That's all I could think. I absolutely love the old saints. They prayed us through. But then I realized their understanding of the scripture, right, to rightly divide, again, was misunderstood to some part. Not all now, okay, but some. Listen, if we had the saints of old, the old ways, their prayer lifestyle, man, oh, man. Woo, okay. I gave another example. Ever heard of playing with marbles was demonic? I don't know if y'all ever heard of that.
No.
Okay. So we were members of two churches to help us understand the old time way. And I used to get in trouble because I had played with marbles before, and now they were telling us that marbles was demonic, and I was like, I never heard of that. So I would ask questions. Okay, and so this is where they would say John 3:7, marble not.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
John 3:7, they would say marble not.
Jesus.
And so instead of saying marvel not, that I said unto thee, followed by, you ain't born, they would say, you ain't born again, or you not saved, and that's demonic if you play with marbles, okay?
Jesus.
Not knocking the old saints, but the understanding because of the, you know, reading, okay? So looking back over the years of fasting while eating got us an A for effort. Remember that earlier? Because, again, fasting and eating is not that you can't do that. Fasting is abstaining from all food. Okay.
Yes.
So that's why I prayed. I said, Lord, after I came to the understanding, Lord, did I get an A for effort? Because I was my understanding. I didn't, you
right.
know. So again, my topic is how to properly complete a 21-day fast and prayer using Daniel's style of eating and method of praying. So here are some ways as I get ready to close out. Set hours of how long you want to fast. If you are novice to fasting and your stomach is your God, like in Philippians 3:19, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, whose mind earthly things, I would recommend starting at 6 a.m. and breaking it at 12 noon. Now, some may say 6 a.m. until noon is not a great sacrifice, and I would say to who it is not. If someone is new and is given a meal, given up a meal, this could actually be huge for them. And even the Bible says what Apostle Paul had given up his morning meal, he was fasting. And we can find this in Acts chapter 10 on verse 9. And on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh to the unto the city, Apostle Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And in verse 10, and he became very hungry and even have eaten, but while they had made ready, he fell into a trance. But particular, mm-hmm. I want to say this, that the Jewish hours of fasting is from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. But again, because of the food that we eat today, it could send shock to the body, and hangry could possibly go bad. Okay, you know, this mm-hmm. fast, the fast could go bad. So you have to be, you need to use wisdom. That's mm-hmm. why I say that you can go from 6 to 12. Okay, so another fasting time that I would recommend would be 6 a.m. until 3 p.m. Or you could follow what is called an intermittent fast schedule. Remember, fasting, again, is going without food for a set period of hours. Intermittent fasting, eating nothing during the hours of like 8 p.m. until noon. And I did this for about a year a week. This is something I'm doing now. And I let others know that that join my Bible study series and stuff like that, that each Tuesday and Friday we fast from 6 a.m. until 3 p.m. Now, mm-hmm. this fasting style, I had started back in like 1997. The church my family and I attended, the old saints, old way, had us fasting with food and without food. And mm-hmm. so on Tuesday it was no food, just water. Another type of intermittent fasting one could do is every other day, fasting a full 24 hours and then eating the next. The next one is the 40-day fast like Moses and Jesus did. I would strongly make sure the Lord is calling you to that type of length of fast. Now, mm-hmm. you could also set aside the full, the first week of each month to fast. Some fast the first 3 days, some fast the first 7 days, some fast the first 5 days of each month. And then like I know that I remember, and I also am a part of a phone line ministry, Fish mm-hmm. Network, where I moderate on Saturday mornings, and I would invite them to join me as well. And so then I would say, if you could fast at least once a month, and then hear us in the Bible mention of type of fast. There was the 1 day fast, 3 day fast, 7 day fast, 14 day fast, 21 day, and 40 day. Now, here is how to incorporate how Daniel ate in chapter 10 for 21 days. You got to pick the length of hours that you will sustain from eating, and then remember you can drink all the water that you want, unless Holy Spirit will say this fast is absolute fast, no food, no water. Then you better mm-hmm. believe he will send you, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. The natural length that we can safely go without water is about 5 to 7 days, but anything after 3 days, sip on some water unless Holy Spirit specifically said the fast is 5 to 7 days with no water or no food. But for the sake of doing the 21 days fasting, set the hours that you will not consume food. Then once those hours have arrived, you can sip on some warm water to first. After you have completed those fasting hours, then you can sip on some warm water for at least 10 minutes. Drinking cold water, say, you know, like if that, if you're fasting from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. or 6 p.m., cold water could, again, send the body to shock. So we need wisdom. Daniel's food will prepare we have to remember Daniel's food was prepared daily. You know, they was fresh food. It's not like the food that we have now where it's sitting in preserved liquids, loaded with knives, you know, and stuff like that, and words that's on there that we just can't even pronounce half the time, right? The food from Daniel, from the food that we eat now, is so different. So this is my advice, sipping on warm water, and then you can have a nice vegan meal after you have broken the fast. So, again, eating while saying we are fasting is a no-no. Again, we don't need to announce to the world neither when, you know, that we are fasting. And you can't say that, oh, I can't eat that right now, I'm fasting. You know, you could just basically say I can do lunch later, you know, but you don't need to let nobody know that you're on a fast. Matthew chapter 6:16, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites, of as they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you that they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou may appear unto them, unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Just politely again say, I'll catch you at another time. Now you want to be careful as well and not make fasting an idol either, okay? And now Daniel prayed three times a day, and in 6:10, talks about how Daniel had prayed three times a day. And then how long should you be praying regardless if you are, you know, fasting or not? But if you are fasting, you must be praying. You must be doing Matthew 26:40, okay?
Right.
Where you need to be praying for at least an hour and stuff like that. And so I would definitely recommend reading the word of the Lord. Okay.
Yes.
And so, yes. And I always say read at least 5 chapters every single day, that, you know, and that should be non-negotiable. Okay. And so reading the word of the Lord should be a daily thing. And then also just drink plenty of water. Amen.
Yes.
And
so, amen.
And so, again, I'm just going to start out, you know, just remember to make sure that if it's possible, make sure that you just do your fast without food, okay? And then pray a lot. Amen.
Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines and on the network, the phone lines are lit up. This is the E-Man After Show. We want to thank you guys that's joining us by way of the network on tonight on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe, radio.com. I got two screens up, and We Talk Radio Network. We want to appreciate you guys coming in on tonight to listen to this great woman of God, prophetess Dr. Boy, is with us on tonight. And she just taught us how to fast. Liz, she done took all my questions. I had a few questions to ask, but she's about to explain them at the end.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to ask them another way here.
Okay.
But to all of you that's on the phone line on tonight, if you have any questions, or maybe she explained quite a bit as I was listening, I was like, oh, okay, that explains that. Mm-hmm. But maybe you just want to encourage your heart. You can hit option one. We will bring you in if you want to encourage your heart, or we want to appreciate you just sitting there listening. Dr. Boy, they just call in and sit there and listen. They just call in.
Amen.
And they just sit there and listen. We want to appreciate all our listeners on tonight. Just a powerful teaching, just a beautiful teaching, teaching us how to fast.
Yes.
Yes. And the proper way. And the proper way of completing a 21-day fast. I got a whole lot of questions to ask right about now. So, Dr. Boyd, we want to appreciate you, man.
Yes, we appreciate you. No, as E-Man stated, Dr. Boyd, we certainly appreciate you. It's nothing like teaching a person the biblical way of fasting, because as you stated, prophetess, there are so many, you know, you highlighted different ways of not to fast. We have social media, fasting from social media, fasting from this, fasting from that, things that are not quoted in the word of God. And a lot of times we feel that as people feel that if I stay off social media for a week, but I eat all the food that I can eat or anything I want to eat, they feel that they're fasting, but they're still satisfying the flesh. And it's not the biblical way. So, Dr. Boy, we're thankful for you. Thankful for you teaching us how to, because we know that the spirit man is concerned about the things of the spirit, teaching us how to build our spirit man so that our spirit man can become stronger and our flesh can become weaker.
Right, right. And Dr. Boy, and I feel like that's why, because in a lot of the teachings, they teaching it from a sacrifice standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And so from a sacrifice standpoint, it comes across, what are you going to sacrifice?
Right.
You can sacrifice being off your cell phone for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
You can sacrifice being, you know, turning the television off.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where, I mean, you explained it so very, very well. It's about sacrificing and restraining from food, right, doctor?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mainly from food. And I would ask you this question. You know, let's just see, because it always happened, and it always mm-hmm. seems to happen this way.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as you go on a fast, everybody in the office want to bring you some lunch.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know. It never fails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as soon as you go on a consecration, I don't care if it's a day, somebody ain't never bought you no breakfast. They just decided to bring you some breakfast that day.
Mm-hmm.
But doctor, help us understand and our listeners, because you taught this very well, and to mm-hmm. those of you on the network tonight, we want this teaching is going to be up for a while. It'll be over on YouTube, it'll be on Spotify, all those different platforms that Dr. Amanda read out. You can go back, because it's a lot of meat into this this teaching tonight. You can go back and just continue to listen to get all those scriptures that she shared with us. But does it? I mean, how do God, let's say if I started out fasting at 6 o'clock
mm-hmm.
and I say I was going to fast to 6 o'clock a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. If you have to eat some gum, you explained that a little bit about mint, but if you have to eat a donut, just, you know, you forgot and you just bit into a donut. Do that disqualify the fast, doctor?
If you realize, like you bit into it and you realize it, then mm-hmm. I would say spit it out and say, Lord,
yes,
forgive
ma'am.
Me. Then you're going to repent. And then you know what? You can continue to fast. But if you've gone and, you know, have a couple of bites and then it start mm-hmm. kind of, you know, all the saliva, the juices start coming in and you just swallow, you like, oh, you know
mm-hmm.
what? Then you can't, but if you have 2 and 3 bites, you broke
uh-huh.
the fast.
Okay.
You
broke the fast.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Even if you put gum in your mouth or mint, mm-hmm. you broke the fast.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have been educated tonight.
Yes.
And I think this is great because, you know, when you have these kind of teachings mm-hmm. in the body of Christ, and I know different people teach a different way in,
mm-hmm.
but I'm so precog proud to have you teaching on fasting because,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of us been, you know, so many people don't sit up under too many pastors and too many different leaders, and every
mm-hmm.
one of them have taught them something totally different.
Right.
But you taught us the Daniel fast. You broke it down precept on precept of so many different scriptures. You know, to use out there on the network on tonight, maybe you've been confused about fasting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you didn't get clarity. To me, it's been a whole lot of clarity tonight.
Amen.
Just even for me personally.
Yeah.
You know,
I love the fact,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Boy, you talked about the absolute fast, which is going
mm-hmm.
without nothing.
Nothing. Right.
Right. And I love how you explain the limits to that, and you also talk about fasting, which is, you know, you fast, you abstain from food, but you can have all the water. And then you talk about the Daniel fast. I do have a question for you. When it comes to the way of the world and with all of the different fasts the world way have been implemented, why do you think that is? Why do you think that people have started incorporating fasting from social media, fasting from chocolate? Because I worked in an office where
mm-hmm.
I knew individuals that actually fasted from chocolate, and it wasn't a health fast. It was supposed to be a spiritual fast.
Mm-hmm.
Fasting from coffee. Prophetess Dr. Boy, why do you think this is happening, and it's happening quite frequently?
You know, it's because I believe it is because of, it could be for medical reasons. Mm-hmm. It could be for spiritual reasons. It could be for weight loss. It mm-hmm. could be for, you know, when that comes, it has to be for the individual as to why. You know, mm-hmm. you would have to ask the why. But the way that the world is, you know, it is because I do believe of the food.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, when we learn of fasting, fasting is a spiritual thing. And so mm-hmm. that may be the beginning for them. They may be searching, especially if it's the world, they're searching. But even us as Christians, we are doing it because we want to get closer to God. We want to be, you know, more sensitive to him. So then they'll say, okay, if I cut out this one thing, you know, it may be small steps. It may be those, you know, baby steps as the reason why they may be cutting out the one thing at that particular time. Again, if they have been eating chocolate all of their life, you know, and they may be just eating all this candy all of their life, you know, if you cut out candy all your, you know, at one time, that'll be a body,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to think of that too. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So do you feel, when it comes to the church, do you feel that this could be deception to kind of like pull a person away from the biblical fast, to cause the church to compromise?
Good question.
If we just like do chocolate, or if we just do one item?
No, ma'am. The different fasts outside of the biblical fast that has been incorporated, do you feel mm-hmm. this could be a deception to the church to pull us away from the biblical fast that we have been instructed to do?
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm.
Definitely.
Okay. I had another question here. You somewhat explained it at the end, but because as I listen to you and I'm finding out more and more about you, coming off the fast, you talked about drinking a little warm water, but and this for me, how do you just properly, completely come off of a fast after you haven't ate for about five or six days? What would be some of the tips that you can give to that person, like you say, that's new, but even to those that's been in the body of Christ? You know, some people say, you know, if you haven't ate for a while and, you know, you may can eat some soup, but some people, I've heard it said, you know, it just depends on your body system. You know, this is your profession and you're teaching about fasting. How do we come off of a fast if we done fasted, you know, for 5 days properly?
Yes, sir. Definitely warm water and sips mm-hmm. of warm water. Now, if you have been without food and mm-hmm. water, they like the absolute, you haven't had anything, then mm-hmm. it's going to roughly take your body to about almost 3 days. So you would have to, even for the first day, just sip mm-hmm. on warm water, sip on like warm liquid, clear liquid, like broths and stuff like that. But the first, like at least the first 3 hours or 6 hours, I would just recommend warm water, and then introducing slowly some broths. And then after that, you can slowly, you know, like something just liquid, Jell-O mm-hmm. or something like that. And then about the fourth day, then you could mm-hmm. probably go into having some salads or something like that. But I would not definitely recommend that, okay, that 3 day or that 5 or that 7 day is over with. Now I can go back to eating meat. You mm-hmm. would be more sick than you know, and then all of your efforts would be mm-hmm. out the window, because your body, that was a big shock to your body. So you have mm-hmm. to ease back into it slowly. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so you, from a medical standpoint, that person that start the first day
mm-hmm.
and they head is just pounding because they haven't put nothing in their mouth to regulate that sugar or that blood sugar. How help us to understand when we feeling those, you call them different pains. I can't remember the pains. You call them grunt pains down in your stomach, you know.
Uh-huh.
But you start beginning to feel that lightheadedness. How do we handle that when we're on a fast?
Too much, then that means that dad lets you know that you have had way too much caffeine. One of the things that I always love to do that
yes,
I know that somebody's going to do, I always recommend them to start cutting back, start drinking
mm-hmm.
more water to push. But while you're on it, then your body is going through the detox. That's what
mm-hmm.
that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you need to really press into prayer, really start reading the word of the Lord, you know, calling up on him because
mm-hmm.
your body is beginning to go through those types of detoxing. And then also that, also another thing, while you, not only is your body going through the hanger pains, the hunger pains, the
yeah.
stomach is being
hanger pain, that's what you call there it.
Are, yes. Yes, sir. you will also start experiencing anger. You may be beginning to, you know, some different type emotions. Those things was dormant in you, and when those things come up, Holy Spirit is asking you to now deal with it. So now are you not only dealing with the caffeine addiction, now you got to deal with things that's being dormant. So this is another way of God cleaning your system out as well, resetting your body to its natural
yes.
state, the way that it's supposed to be. Yes, sir.
Beautiful, beautiful. Ladies
so
and gentlemen, yeah, on the network, I'm asking questions that I think they will ask. They're not hearing
right,
option
right.
one, so it's just coming to my mind because it's hitting me just as well.
Yes.
You know, Mandy, you have some?
I do.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So, Dr. Bowie, for that person that says, okay, I'm going to do a partial fast, for example, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. or 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and they say, I'm going to do a partial fast for 21 days. How does that work for married couples? Because for example, the partial fast will have stipulations. After the 12 hours, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., you only eat clean. You don't eat any preservatives, things of that nature. How does that work for the married couple in the form of intimacy?
Well,
another good question.
Now, you know, you can definitely, well, first of all, you have to talk to your spouse and
mm-hmm.
let them know that, you know, that you're going to do this. You know, you can talk to your spouse and you can tell your children, you know, or people in the home that you're getting ready to, you know, go on a fast. And then after, let's say you break it at 3 or you break it at 6, and then you're going to eat the vegan style
mm-hmm.
dishes. Then for the, you can say that. For in the home, so they'll know. Now, when it comes to the married couple, the Bible, because it's not a length of time, but even then, the Bible even speaks about that it is absolutely okay to come back together again.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible
okay.
even speaks about you can know your spouse, as the Bible says, knowing
in any
way. You definitely can.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
beautiful, beautiful.
So that should not affect you.
Yeah, beautiful. I would ask you this just as well. Help me to understand and help our listeners to understand. It is a must, just not only to go without food. You have to pray and read that word.
Mm-hmm.
You alluded to that. You talked about that a little bit. Because to me, if you're not praying, if you're not taking time to pray,
mm-hmm.
you know how people say, I'm on a fast, but you don't never see them praying.
Mm-hmm.
You don't never see them reading their Bible. Is that just going without food? Or if that's what that's considered as, oh, you know, you just went without food by 5 hours, you know, because you haven't really, because, you know, you get a lot of people do that, you know, because really, as you alluded, you really can't tell them that you're on a fast, or you shouldn't tell them,
mm-hmm.
you know, but then after a while, you notice they ain't eating. And sometimes people ask questions, and they might hint around that they're on a fast. But you ain't never noticed they picked up a Bible.
Right.
You ain't never noticed they have consecrated themselves. How important is it to make sure we really, really, if we are saying we're on a fast, that we're consecrating and praying?
Mm-hmm.
it is very vital that you mm-hmm. need to be, we need to be praying, and we need to be reading the word of the Lord, because even the Bible speaks of, and then Jesus talks about how man should not live by bread. You know, man should not live by bread alone, but by every mm-hmm. word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So the word of God becomes our nourishment for us.
Okay.
It becomes
mm-hmm.
our spiritual food. So if you're not eating, I mean, if you're not reading the word of the Lord and you're not praying, you're just going without food.
Right. Yeah,
you're just not
yeah,
going
right.
without food. So, uh-huh. yeah, and that thing, you have to guard your, you know, you have to guard yourself because you're sensitive. But if you're saying you mentally have said, Lord, you know, I'm going into agreement, I'm going into a fast, you know, then the enemy can attack you in those ways. So mm-hmm. it is very vital to be in prayer and reading the word of the Lord while you're fasting. So,
yeah.
But if you're not doing those things and worshiping the Lord, eat.
right. I just have one more question for you. You talked a little bit about this, but I'll ask it this away. You know, it you try your best not to tell nobody that you're fasting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you trying to keep it secret, or you trying to, you know, just going about your business. But it almost seemed like it happened for me a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
I get all the lunches. I get all the breakfasts just out of the clear blue. You know, and I have took some of them. Say, oh, I eat it later. Come back. Are you all right? Are you sick? And sometimes even with family members, you don't want to share. But then you have to listen. I'm fasting. You know, does that break the fast if you say that, doctor?
No, it doesn't break
okay.
the fast. But I would say, you know, when they just join, just say, you know what, I'm going to eat it later. Just, you know, you're not lying. You're telling the truth. You're going to eat it later. Just say not right now, you know.
I done tried all of that. To be honest with you, doctor, I had to come out and say, listen, I'm on a fast. I mean, I just feel like God honored them because they wasn't getting a hint.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, that makes sense. So I guess my question
yeah.
to you, do God still honor that? Because I kept on fasting, you know. I can't remember if I repented or not, but I kept on fasting.
Yes, sir. Yes. He honored
yes,
it.
Yeah, okay.
Especially
okay.
if they didn't get it.
Yeah.
All right. So we have questions for you tonight, Dr. Bowie. So
no, this is good. This is good.
This is very good. Very educational.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Bowie, could you tell us, for those that are listening on the phone line and those that are listening on the networks tonight, what are the spiritual benefits for fasting, right? You may have somebody that, for example, maybe they're asking the Lord for to help them discern spirits. You know, maybe there's some things that's in their life or people that they're connected to, for example, that they're like, okay, I don't know if this is right for me. The spiritual benefits and also the mental clarity benefits of fasting. Could you provide us with that?
Yes, ma'am. Now, naturally, once you go on a fast, your body actually resets to, you know, like a reset, a hard reset. So that's one thing to this natural state. So how God, you know, designed us fearfully and wonderfully made by the master's hand.
Mm-hmm.
So then everything goes back in. So like naturally, if you've had whatever your blood levels are like, they will go back to normal. You know, you can even come off of medication because
mm-hmm.
of that. Again, you need to speak to your doctor about it. Let your doctor know that you're going to go on a fast. Then your doctor can recommend you, or your healthcare provider can recommend some things. Talk to a dietitian, and then, but you'll begin to see how the fasting has regulated the body and stuff like that. That's the natural side. You can see all of that, of course, natural, you know, weight loss and stuff like that. Now, spiritually, you will also have weight loss in the spiritual realm because of those things that was pressing you, those things
mm-hmm.
that was plaguing you, those will come off as well. Not only that, you will also, the spiritual side, you will become more in tune with Holy Spirit, you'll be more sensitive to him. Like you mentioned, you know, the gift of discerning of the spirits, that will begin to operate. You know, you have to be careful, because once you go on a fast, you'll start seeing a lot of things. You'll start hearing a lot of things as well. But the Holy Spirit will begin to lead you and guide you, and you'll be more sensitive to him when he starts to speak. And then the word of the Lord will become more, fresh to you. More revelation will come. So the benefit of it is for you to literally be more sensitive of the leading of Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines on tonight, we have been educated. We have been taught. We have our hearts have been blessed on tonight by Prophetess Dr. Boyd teaching us how to complete a 21-day fast.
Yes.
And so to all of you guys that's on the network, if you want to go back and listen to this show, you can always go back all week long and just tune in to WeTalkRadioNetwork.com, one word, Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com, and click on the email after show and go back and listen to this training, because this was training tonight.
That's right.
This was teaching tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Dr. Boyd, we are just, I'm going to make up some words here. We are peacock proud.
Uh-huh.
Hyena happy. And elephant, that lady that you took, we know it's late there in Florida. It's going on 12 o'clock. We're getting ready to let you go. But thank you.
Yes.
Such a blessing. Thank you for teaching us on tonight.
Amen. And again, thank you so much, Eman and Mandy, for this opportunity. Thank you all so much. Amen.
Well, I don't know if you had anyone listening or not, but the phone lines are lit up and we know the network is going off. So, because we're in different time zone, maybe you want to shout out to someone to your two daughters and your grandbabies and, those that you had listening, you could take this moment to give a shout out if you like. But after, the teachings on tonight, I always ask the pastors to pray us out and, cover us tonight in a word of prayer after you give your shout outs. And then me and Amanda come back and wrap the show up tonight.
Amen. Amen. Well, to anyone that is listening, to my family, my husband, my sister, thank you all for tuning in on tonight.
Oh, your shout out to your husband, by the way. My man, excuse me. My mother taught me better. Shout out to your
That's
husband.
Okay. Amen. I don't know if he's listening, because he has to get up early. So I don't know. But amen to each and every one that did get it. My auntie that got the link and stuff like that, if they was able to listen in. Amen.
Yeah, I see some different numbers here. I don't know, 901 and some different numbers. I don't know where they're coming from, but
okay.
You want to thank them. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you all for tuning in on tonight. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And you want me to just close out in prayer?
Yeah, we just, I just we want to lift up this world. And it's holiday season, and, just blessings to each and every one. And to those of you on tonight, Dr. Boyd, if they just want to contact you, if they want to be a part of your ministry, I'm quite sure you were talking about the Fish Network and, you're doing certain trainings and Saturday morning teachings and Bible study. If someone wanted to contact you and just be a part of your ministry, why don't you give us that information?
Okay.
Well, you can be reached.
The best one, is SL Bowie. Ministries.
Yes.
@gmail.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, you can, ladies and gentlemen, you can just go right there, SL Bowie @gmail.com, and pull up our ministry and find out the numbers to call in, find out any way you can email her and, join this powerful woman of God. This was powerful on tonight.
Yes,
just
was.
Really, and this is what this is all about, Dr. Abui. Just simple practical teachings to where you gave a lot of scriptures where people are just go back and get into the Word of God. Because once you start digging into the Word of God, once you get into it, you find yourself intrigued. Because I'm 63 now, and as I read the Bible, I'm still getting new revelation. What he may see 20 years ago looks totally different now.
Man.
And so that's all we do. And this segment have taken off because just in conversation, how people just beginning to go back to study.
Yes.
And that's all we was just wanting out of it. Just get back and get back to the Bible, because we're going to need it in this last and evil days that the old folks used to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, you can just lift up this world, just lift up, you know, we're in this holiday season for people to just to be blessed, and may God bless you and keep you just as well.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. We glorify you. We honor you, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this time that you have allowed us tonight on the E-Man After Show with your servants, E-Man and Mandy, on tonight. God, we just thank you, Father, for this platform, yes. We Talk Radio. God, we thank you for your daughter as well, giving her this idea, this platform to start. God, we ask that you will continue to bless their hands, Father, as they be obedient unto you, God. Lord,
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You that you allowed us to break bread on tonight, Father. We thank you for a greater revelation and understanding of your word, Father.
Yes,
Lord, we ask that you will just continue to help us, oh God, to be obedient unto you, oh God. And even when the enemy comes in, oh God, lift up a standard, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, Lord, we understand that 'tis the season, Father, and in this season, God, so many people may be going through some things.
Yes.
They may be dealing with some things, some hurts, some whatever it may be. Father,
yes,
we ask,
Lord,
oh God, that you will just touch their heart, God. Lord, we ask that you will clean their wounds up, Father. We ask that you will bandage them, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh Father, that you will make their heart whole in this season, in this hour, God. Lord, we ask, oh Father, that you will begin to place other people up on their heart, oh God, to call loved ones, oh God, to check up on people, Father, in this season and in this hour, God. Lord, you loved us, oh God, and so but let the love just flow through us, oh God. Let us, oh God, go out there and minister unto the people. But we, Father, we need you to go with us. Be with us, Father.
Yes,
Lord, we asking that you will just seal this word, as E-Man would always say, Father, that we get ready, that we need to have something that we get ready on our psyche to go to sleep. So, Father, we asking that this word will continue to minister unto us, oh God.
Yes,
continue
Lord.
To bless your servants like never before, God. Bless each and every one that has listened on tonight, Father.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, that we pray. And we want to continue to lift up Israel in Jesus' name.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. It is so, and so it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and so may the Lord God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. We pray restoration right back into you.
Yes.
We pray a blessed week for you and your family. And happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays. Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Happy holidays.
Well, get you some rest. I know it's late. It's going on 12 o'clock out there, because it's going on 11 o'clock here. We know this is a late show, but we found out this is a great market over here at this time of the night. We keep coming back because the listeners keep coming back.
Right. This is actually, and I know Prophetess, Dr. Boy, you don't mind me saying this, but this is actually Dr. Boy's hour. I told you guys when we first came on, she is an intercessor, and she really intercedes, especially this time of night.
Oh, okay. Well, you familiar. Well, we found out this is a great market, so we want to thank you for your time, but we won't hold you no longer. Thank you once again, and I'll be contacting you later on in the week.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Did we lose
thank
it?
You.
Amen. Amen.
No,
well, you have a blessed one. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, y'all as well. Amen.
Thank
good night.
You.
Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines and on the network, that is Prophetess Dr. Boyce. Man, what a beautiful teaching, Mandy.
Very, very beautiful. Very informative.
Yes, and we know your heart was blessed.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll take a break, and we'll come back after this break, Mandy, and we'll get ready to wrap the show up.
All right.
We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left to do?
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart.
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what?
Over 10 years later, we are still going strong.
celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back. We're back. We're back in the building. Man, for another great Sunday night over here on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Man, we're back in the building getting ready to wrap this show up. We want to appreciate all of you guys that hung out with us on tonight all around the globe.
Yes.
That chimed in and tuned in to get some Bible study.
That's right.
We want to thank Dr. Boy for sharing with us on tonight how to complete a 21-day fast.
Oh, yeah. That was some good teaching.
Yeah, good teaching. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate you. We want to make a correction here. We said Dr. Amanda, which is my little chocolate chip, my wife, she was going to be teaching next Sunday night, but actually it's our anniversary.
It is.
Yes, our anniversary is December the 9th. We'll be married 1 year. If the Lord delays coming, as the old folks say, as they say the same, that's next weekend.
Uh-huh.
And so we won't be doing, we'll be a rewind show next weekend for the evening after show, but we're going to bring Dr. Amanda on around the 24th of December.
Mm-hmm.
You'll come teach for me around that time.
Listen, right? Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited. And, you know, we're still in the month of December, so it will be done before we go into the new year.
Right, right.
And I'm excited.
Yeah, you'll be able to teach around the 24th. Not New Year, because I believe New Year's fall on the 31st, which is a Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And so we won't be able to do it that night. But, mm-hmm. The Sunday before, which is the Sunday before the last Sunday of the 24th,
mm-hmm.
we'll bring you on and let you teach. And to all of you that was expecting Dr. Amanda to teach next week, the 10th, come back on the 24th. we'll be vacationing. We'll be out. We'll be gone.
Yes, we're going to be celebrating. I don't know what it is tonight, but I am having a challenging time speaking. But we will be out celebrating our 1 year. Anniversary.
Yes.
And so we're
yes.
excited.
Yes. And so we'll put a good rewind. Might put this Bible study back up where you guys can, for the rewind show, you can go back because she dropped, the prophetess boy dropped a lot of gems in this.
She did.
It was a lot of scriptural references. And she just took her time and just really, you know, and to those that, you know, do discipleship training and one-on-one training,
mm-hmm.
you know, these are the kind of, you know, I guess I just got a little older. You know, I just ain't into the hooping and hollering. You got to be saying some stuff to get my attention. So
mm-hmm.
I'm intentionally listening.
Yes.
And as I was listening tonight, it was a lot in that.
It was a lot. Lot of meat.
Mm-hmm.
A lot
mm-hmm.
of meat. And, you know, it was right on time.
Yeah.
Going into the new year, you know, a lot of people incorporate fast, especially the Daniel fast.
Right,
so it was right.
right
on time. And I think we need to know how to properly fast because as we spoke about earlier, E-Man, the world incorporates so much, you know, and sometimes we can think we're doing we're doing things correctly and we're not. But I love what Prophetess Bowie said. She said an A for effort, right?
Right,
because
right.
the Lord knows the posture of our hearts,
right, right,
and he knows when we're doing things unto him. But and also he sent teachers such as Prophetess Bowie to teach us the right way to fast.
I did have another question for her, but it probably would have been a key moment. I was getting ready to say I was gonna say it to you, man.
What?
Listen, don't be calling no fast in December. We ain't doing no fasting in December. Don't be coming talking about the Lord said no, we ain't fasting in December. We got anniversary.
Now,
we got a New Year's coming up. So I was gonna say that to her, but it slipped my mind. But anyway, we want to thank Dr. Boyd for the word on tonight. And once again, next Sunday night, it'll be a rewind show on the E-Man After Show. Why? Because we'll be out of town. You know, we'll be vacationing. And celebrating our 1 year anniversary.
That's right.
Yes, and so we'll have you to come back in and teach on the 24th, because I'm going to extend the Bible teaching for January.
Mm-hmm.
We started in February last year,
mm-hmm.
and we was going all the way up to December. But we'll take it to January just to finish the year out.
Okay.
You know, it'll be in the 2024. And then we'll just see which way we're going to go with it, because, you know, it's getting good and gooder. I don't know if that's a word, but it's getting good and gooder.
Every time. Every speaker, every teacher, they have been absolutely great.
Mm-hmm.
And they've come with a wealth of information, teachings,
right.
You know, to expand, you know, our spiritual territories mentally, right, and spiritually, let me say that. And it's been beautiful. So as we enjoy the teaching on tonight, we've enjoyed all of the teachings. And I know that we have, I believe, two more teachings, Iman, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm speaking on the 24th, but we have someone in January as
right.
well.
I have about three in January.
Lord, Iman.
Yeah.
Iman have a whole list. And then he even have more than that, but he has to cut it off somewhere.
Yeah, because we're trying to debate or we're trying to go into, are we actually going to do it in 2024? And so we're just going to see what the Lord say.
Well, it's certainly mm-hmm. been fruitful.
Right.
This has been fruitful. And a lot of our listeners, we receive great feedback
mm-hmm.
in regards to the Bible studies, Iman. For this Bible study, when the Lord, you know, the Lord, he gave you this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very evident that he gave you this.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, they have engaged and they have enjoyed it. And we, you know, us, you and I, ourselves, mm-hmm. we've enjoyed it, and
we've
received a lot from it. So I can't wait to see what happens in 2024 and how the Lord instructs you to go,
mm-hmm.
you know. But when we have that meeting, I'm going to be ready.
Okay. Well, we'll lay before the Lord and see what he's saying, because, you know, me personally, I just don't do stuff just to be doing it.
Right.
I don't want to do it out of a routine. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it out of an obligation. You know, just because I'm a Christian, I don't feel like, you know, I don't want it to, well, you should, you know, because you're a Christian, you ought to do this and you ought to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be spirit led in doing it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you spirit led in doing it, you can't go wrong.
That's right.
Because God will always pay for his bill.
That's right.
Anything you start, you got to keep it up.
That's true.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people start a lot in ministry because it's something that they started.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes they don't realize why it's not working, because you started it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if you start anything and it ain't Holy Spirit led, it takes a lot to keep that going.
That's good right there.
You know, so
that's a nugget.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can preach and teach just as well. I just don't.
You do it all the time. You might listen. You may not.
My theology will mess a lot of people up, so it ain't good for me to preach and teach.
Listen, I get it firsthand now. So.
No, because I think it's very important in this hour that we be real also careful what we're saying, just like the man of God said today,
mm-hmm.
whatever you're doing, you're not allowing somebody to miss heaven,
mm-hmm.
you know, because a lot of teaching is going to make people miss heaven.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so we got to be careful of what we're putting out there.
That's right.
And so we want to thank those of you that's listening on tonight, those of you around the network. Man, we get ready to wrap this show up. Thank you for listening to the E-Man After Show. Shout out to Miss Kia D.
Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Shout out to you, Miss Kia Davis. You're on the other side listening. Shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com. We want to thank all our listeners. Man, it is holiday season. We want you guys to have a blessed and productive week. We'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Yes, we will.
The Man of the Mentor Show is on a seasonal break, and the E-Man After Show will be on break next week.
Yes.
We'll be back in a couple of weeks. So you guys keep it locked. Come back and join us. We'll have a great rewind show. Man, are you ready to wrap this show up?
Listen, I'm ready to. I'm full. We've received mm-hmm. the word on tonight. Good teaching. I'm full, and I'm ready to go.
Well, I see it like this here. Let me give you my thoughts for tonight. My email thought is simply this. Let's flow. Don't be slow. In 2024.
All right now.
That's all I got.
All right.
That's
now.
That's real simple, right?
Yes.
Let's flow. Don't be slow in 2024.
Oh, we can make a song out of that.
Hey. Well,
let's flow.
Don't be slow
in 2024.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. God bless.
We're out.
Feel mighty good to me.
My kind of music.
music. Tell us have to say,
thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.